How just Bach really makes you liquidated.
You put the 2x2 stud brick over there?
Well, if I'm not Alex.
If I'm Trent, I'm not him.
And this sure ain't the Tuckin' Tea podcast.
Oh, it couldn't be, Alex. What's your name? Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Tuckin' Tea podcast.
Yep, this is the podcast where we talk about silly things.
Things that have to do with silly Ness, like Loch Ness Monster.
Actually, I don't think we've ever talked about it.
I believe.
Should we?
No. Hey, yeah. Alex.
Hey, we will.
Howdy.
Someday. Hey, how? Hey.
What's up?
What is up? Did you know that today is Saturday?
when we are
recording this.
Yeah, the exact day right now is Saturday.
Mm-hmm. And in 1968, it was also Saturday. And on this day in history, I guess they don't know if it wasn't Saturday.
Okay, what though?
South Vietnam President Nguyen Van Thieu.
You nailed that.
Thank you. Declares martial law, so...
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's some crazy stuff. but if you're listening to this on Monday, as a good, faithful...
What year was that listener, last one? I'm sorry?
1968.
Okay.
If you listen to this on Monday, like a good Tucked in Tea listener...
It was a Thursday.
Oh, whatever.
But if they are listening on Monday...
Yeah, the Environmental Protection Agency orders a ban on the pesticide... EDB.
No.
For grain products.
Oh, I'm so glad they did that.
Dude, I've been missing the EDP in my grain. EDB in my grain.
I just wish they still had it.
It just really affects the flavor. But if at least it's on Tuesday.
My stomach isn't the same without it.
In 1945, the big three, American, British, and Soviet leaders, met in Yalta to discuss.
The Yalta conferences, the peace accords. Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know history. I just read it.
But if it's just on Wednesday,
okay. What happened then? Wait. Tell me the year, and I'll guess.
1972.
1972 on this day in history.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything going on in 1972.
Think war.
Okay.
Think
plane. Okay. Oh. I heard you mention this before, so I can't say it.
Oh, yes.
That'd be cheating.
It was reported. Yeah, I always mention this.
You told me it's when Orville and Wilbur Wright flew their first plane.
No.
Oh.
It's that the United States has agreed to sell 42 F-4 Phantom jets to Israel.
Oh, yeah. On the bulk purchase.
Yeah, the Costco edition.
Can you imagine if we showed those planes to the Wright brothers? This is what you will become.
Yeah.
How does that fly?
Like, you know what the B-2 bomber is?
Yes.
It's that super flat one, costs like $1 billion to make or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are nuts.
How much do you think they spent on their first airplane?
We'll see back then.
Couple sticks and the bed sheets.
Three dimes.
Actually, they probably put a lot of money into it.
I imagine. Probably a couple hundred.
I wonder the plane you could build now with the money they spent, as in regards to the plane they built.
There's probably RC planes that are just as much.
What a pair of brothers, though.
I mean, me and my brother, what do we do?
We jumped off the roof, but we didn't invent flying.
Me and my brother played football in the side of the house. It was a hill. And we didn't want to ever pick up the poop of my dog.
Yeah.
So we'd say, hey, if you step in poop, that's a 10-yard penalty.
So instead of picking it up, you just incorporated it.
Yes.
Well, we can't live without it, so we'll live with it.
And hey, one time, this wasn't me. I didn't do this. It was actually some of our...
Sure you didn't.
It was our neighbors, actually.
Okay.
And one time they tried to move the feces, and so he flinged it.
He flung it?
Yeah, my neighbor. Not
Yikes.
Me.
Yikes.
Not me, my neighbor.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
At you?
No, he flung it, and it's stuck to my neighbor's house.
Oh, my goodness. That's gross. Why are we talking about this?
Because that's what me and my brother did while Orville and Wilbur
were over there
flying
in the past.
No, but I mean, they weren't 8 years old. So,
how many planes did this on give? Friday? Oh, sorry. Go ahead. 42, Friday.
42.
Friday.
We sold 42 planes.
All right. Friday.
On Felix is on Friday. The North Vietnamese use 11 Soviet-built light tanks to overrun the U.S. Special Forces camp at Lang Vie.
I was waiting
at the end of an 18-hour-long siege.
Wow. Wow. Lots of war stuff. Lots of military maneuvers. Lots of grain.
It's like war's happening every day. What's happening today in history for you?
What's happening in your future from the past?
Wait, what? I don't like that.
Yeah. This week, actually, speaking about random facts, those are historical, but this week I'm doing what we call lights out checks here. Like, mm-hmm. As the RA, I'll make sure everyone's in the rooms make sure everyone is back in the dorm safely and no one's missing and that they're on their way to heavenly dreaming. But so I've been just coming. I would look up a couple facts, and just every night I'll tell them a new fact, like just a random fact. And last night I realized, I looked it up, and apparently there's more Norwegians living in America than there are in Norway.
What?
Yeah, that's what my research showed me.
Is it?
Yeah. So we're basically Norway.
I've never...
United States of Norway.
There's no way that's true. Norway.
Like, as far as ethnic Norwegians... Like, I'm
there's
sure
Norway.
There's Norway. Oi, Norway.
I just wanted you to ignore that. Okay. I'm sorry.
No, good. That was really good. I didn't pick up on it. But we sure picked up on them.
But you were saying the ethnic what?
Like, as in, like, the ethnic Norwegians. Like, pure Norwegians. Mm-hmm. Not, like, people who have moved to Norway.
Okay, yeah.
So not their whole population, yeah, obviously, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
That's kind of... I never even met one. How?
Yeah, where are they at?
Hey, if you're Norwegian, please come to me. Find me.
Come
into my arms. I'll give you a big embrace.
I would think that more of them will move to like a Canadian climate, because that's more like their climate.
Nope, Mississippi.
We're going straight to Alabama.
They like the accent and the...
The food.
Apple pie.
Yeah.
The bacon grease.
One more fact, just another one real quick. I thought this one was interesting. That did you know cows produce 3% more milk when they're listening to classical music?
Is that like for real?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
How just Bach really makes you...
It really makes
liquidated.
You...
Liquidated.
What? That made me cringe.
It just helps you out. That's pretty insane.
Yeah. There's something about it. The rhythms, the melodies. And they actually did a study where they played like heavy metal for some cows and they produced terrible. Like it went down in production.
It was nasty milk.
It was just...
It came out rotten.
Rotten. Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
Isn't that crazy?
I wonder how much...
Music matters. Listen, you heard it here first, the Tucked in Tea podcast. Music matters.
That's true.
Yeah.
I wonder how much milk it would produce if it was listening to the Tucked in Tea podcast.
It'd probably be like sour cream. It's not even...
It'd come out as yogurt.
Yeah, it's not even...
This is not even milk. It's so random.
It comes out apple juice. Like, what? Yeah. That would not be great. Who knew you'd learn so much in the first 8 minutes of the Tucked in Tea podcast? We just spewed a lot of facts.
I mean, now it's worth your while, you know.
We can close it down now.
The last 32 episodes.
We're different.
You're like, I didn't learn a single thing. Now.
Now I know that cows produce 3% more milk when they listen to classical music.
Who knew you just had to listen to 32 episodes?
We got there, folks.
We
got there. Sure took us a while.
Yeah.
Anyway, Alex, you know, I'm here with you. You're here with me. Go ahead and talk.
Okay. Yeah, this week, let me think about... some people split up their days, do it with the Gregorian calendar. Is that right?
It sounds right.
The Monday, the Tuesday, the Wednesday of the world. You know that, right?
Yeah, like the days of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So obviously, you have that split up like that, right?
I'm sorry.
It's verbal. Verbal. What my pastor used to call it is verbal vomit. That's what he used to call that.
Saying that is verbal vomiting.
Verbal vomit. Anyway.
Days of the week.
Yeah. I actually split my days up into fruit nowadays.
What?
I've been trying to eat a... I've been trying to eat a fruit every day.
Oh, but you still call it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right?
But with a fruit. Because, okay, so like...
So every day has a mascot.
Kind of. Well, Wednesday is Banana Wednesday.
Okay.
And every other day is pretty much apple. I don't have much variation. I don't have much options.
You just visit the doctor on Wednesdays?
No, I keep them away with my apple.
But not on Wednesdays.
Oh.
Wait, so run me through your thinking on why. Why are you doing this?
Why am I having a fruit today?
Yeah.
Because I like fruit.
Okay.
But I don't even like apples.
Man, I like fruit, but I don't like fruit.
I like most fruit, but I kind of want to like apples.
I'm allergic to apples.
And I kind of wish I was.
Eve wishes she was, too.
We wouldn't have this podcast.
That was dumb. That was really dumb. Actually, I guess they were kind of allergic in some sort of
They're
way.
They're supposed to be. It's like the lactose people that still eat the lactose, even though you know it's going to mess you up.
Yep. Anyway, sorry to derail you.
Yeah, except your choices with lactose don't have anything to do with the whole mankind. But
true.
Anyway, yeah, fruit. I like it.
But you don't like some.
Yeah, I'm becoming more and more of an apple guy.
Good, good.
Green. I think they call those grainy apples, right?
Okay. Yeah, I didn't realize how many different apples there were until I worked at Walmart and I had to pick up people's produce. There's a lot of different apples, even just at the Walmart.
Honey Crisp.
Yep, Honey Crisp.
Gala.
Gala. The other ones. I don't know anymore.
Yeah.
But there's a lot.
I lived close to an apple orchard.
Really?
Growing up, yeah.
Did you ever go apple picking?
Yeah, I think one time.
Did you pay for the apples?
Oh, it was buy one, get one. You eat one, buy one.
Eat one, get one.
buy one, eat one.
Eat one, get eat another one.
No, surely we paid for them.
Yeah.
That was pretty
That's cool. How close? Like right next to
it? A mile.
Okay. Wow, that's really neat.
And I lived less than a mile from a berry patch.
Whoa.
And I lived a mile away from a golf course, 18 holes.
Wow.
And I live...
She was surrounded by big plots of land.
I guess you could say so. The berry patch and the golf course are real close together.
It's like basically the movie Up and you're the old man's house. Just solitude.
I don't really
surrounded
remember. I do not
by
the movie.
Corporations.
I probably
surrounded by Big Berry and Big Apple.
Big Apple and
big
golf.
Golf.
I was a regular customer at all three. No, actually. The funny thing is that...
Apples before, then you golf, then you get some berries.
The funny thing is that I actually never went... I went to the berry farm maybe like two or three times.
Uh-huh.
Apple orchard like one time. And the golf course like three times. Maybe four or five times now.
Yeah.
Since I've gotten older, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't get to experience too much of it.
But it was there for you.
It was.
It was there. Was it attraction? Like, did people come a lot?
No. I mean, they're like...
Or were they just a business?
They were kind of just there. Like, it wasn't like... Because we have a big pumpkin patch.
Okay. Yeah, that's another big thing.
That is there.
Pumpkin.
That everyone goes to. So, like, the berry patch is also kind of pumpkin patch. Also kind of a little bit of everything. They do everything.
These aren't berries. Do you even know what a berry is,
In
sir?
The fall, they do it...
come see our big orange berries.
They do pumpkin patch and then... Like whenever the berry time is,
berry season. I just like the idea of starting some sort of like a patch or like a field and naming it a different crop.
Wait, what?
Like, come check out our banana farm, and it's like a potato field. It's like, do you understand what bananas are? Yep.
I think I like calling it maybe the finished product of it. So you're like, hey, come to our jam farm.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get berries. Or, hey, come get your...
potato farm.
Yeah, potato chip farm.
The Lay's farm. Welcome to Pringle farm. Anyway, that was a little dumb.
No, I think they liked it.
Okay. I like when you assume what they're thinking.
Hey, that's you guys like nice. This, right? Thanks.
Thanks for that confirmation.
Yeah. So today's Apple Saturday.
Yeah. I have something to go off of Apple.
Perfect.
Sweet. So, speaking of Apple, this isn't going to really directly tie into Apple, but it will. So, this last week, I was looking for a picture I took this last summer from the Colorado trip.
Oh, yeah.
And I was trying to find the picture of like the mountains I took, the landscape. And when I was looking for it, I couldn't find it anywhere. I really didn't want to spend a lot of time going through the photos. So I went to the photos app, did a little search.
Yeah.
And so I typed in mountains and it didn't come up. And I was like, okay, whatever. Mm. So then I typed in Colorado because, you know, it has the little stamp of where you took it and the location. And so I typed in Colorado. The only picture that came up when I typed in Colorado.
Only one.
I'll show it to you. The only picture that came up. And I took a lot of pictures in Colorado.
And most of these are linked with the location.
This is what came up.
The photo. And that, my friend, is an egg.
It's an egg on a little egg cooker.
Did you take
in my house? No. In Iowa. How is that Colorado?
Well.
Yeah. Anyway, I said all that to say, Apple thinks Colorado is an egg.
Oh, Apple the company.
Apple the company. Yeah, I can post this on the Patreon, I guess. I just think it's so funny. I could not believe it. The only picture that came up for Colorado was me cooking an egg in my house. Why do I have this picture?
I don't know. Well, maybe you're making the Denver omelet.
Is that a thing?
Oh, man. That was such a good joke.
I'm sorry.
If you knew what a Denver omelet joke.
I'm not well cultured in my omelets.
That's actually kind of sad.
What is it?
Thought for sure.
I thought. Wait, do it again. Say it again.
Okay. So, what you got there?
Oh, this is what came up when I typed in Colorado on my Apple iPhone.
Oh, maybe they thought you were making a Denver omelet.
Denver.
That's what I wanted. Some validation.
I don't know what. Can you walk me through the Denver omelet?
It's just a type of omelet. Like,
oh, there's nothing special about it? Is it from Denver?
I assume so.
So is it like a bacon cheeseburger? But an omelet?
Named after Denver. Like,
okay.
I can't really explain. It's a type of omelet.
Okay, that's fine.
Like, if you go to a place and you ask for a Denver omelet, they know what you probably mean.
Oh.
Most places will have a Denver omelet.
Mm-hmm. What if I ask for the Montgomery omelet?
I didn't make it out of Montgomery. That stayed there.
They say, not so loud. How much hot sauce you want? Anyway, yeah, so that's what came to my mind when I thought about Apple.
Apple, what are you doing?
Colorado's just an egg on my counter. Getting fried. That was a good looking egg. I'll be honest.
It was.
It tasted
Why'd
great.
Why'd you take a picture of it?
I don't know. I think I was probably sending it to my fiance or something.
Was she in Colorado?
No, I have no idea why Colorado popped that. If I type in Colorado right now, do you think it'll bring up the same photo?
It was a one-time thing?
I don't know.
Fluke?
Let's try again real quick.
All right. Colorado.
Oh, this time it brought up the picture and the screenshot I took of it.
They're really looking for
this. So I should screenshot this.
And then you just have a whole Colorado...
Album,
yeah, that's what I'm
of the Colorado saying. Eggs. Ooh, that's a good team.
The Nuggets and the Eggs.
If we ever franchise a team, it's the Colorado Eggs.
Maybe. By maybe, I mean no. Ladies and gentlemen, this past week was legendary for the website world when Tucked and Tea Podcast dropped their own website. That very own website at tuckedintea.com.
Yes.
And on that website, they have merchandise. And so obviously we dropped last week some shirts and some hats and a hoodie, but there's more stuff out there.
What Wait, there's more?
Yeah. What do they have now?
Oh, we just added some mugs.
No way?
Yeah, some mugs. So if you're thinking, man, I'd really like to enjoy my coffee, but still remember my favorite podcast. Well, hey, we have a solution for that. Priced under $10.
Yeah,
actually.
It's actually such a good price.
Yeah. Mugs, one with the Narbis on it to bring back some old memories, and then one with our Just Being Silly. There's a 15-ounce mug and an 11-ounce.
Whoa.
So you can get a little bigger.
Whoa.
More coffee for more podcasts. Also, we have stickers. We added some more stickers. The Doodle Man sticker is one of my favorites.
That's a good one.
I love it.
Oh, right.
I love it.
So go ahead and go on the website, put it in your card information, and just go crazy.
You sound so excited. Yep, go on the website, put in your card information.
Well, I can't sound too excited to take their money.
Well, really, it's not even going to us.
Yeah, it's just going to the production.
Yeah, we're really, it's not even us making money here. We're just trying to be fun.
Yeah, we're really, the payment is being able to see you guys wear it.
Yeah.
That's a payment. And honestly,
that's enough. That is plenty.
So,
if you do go to the website, be sure to read our little bios. Alex put a lot of work into his and is very funny. I like it a lot.
I don't know.
I keep telling people that.
You say by little work, or by a lot of work, but.
By a lot of work, I mean, he's just good at what he does, so.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, knock it off.
So, anyway, thank you guys for those who did buy merch already. It's coming out already. So, like, they probably got it
within
a week.
Yeah.
2 to 5 business days. Don't worry. We're not.
No more 3-month wait.
We're not doing the 3-month wait thing again. We're done with that.
That was a one and done. Forever and ever.
So, good things come to those who wait. But this time you don't have to wait. Good things will come in just
good things will come right now.
In 2 to 5 business days.
Good things come to in 2 to 5 business days.
So, yeah.
I like that.
I appreciate y'all. Seriously. Keep doing your thing.
Yeah, thank you. And thanks for letting us do ours.
We will. We'll do that.
Yep. Yes, yes.
So,
Trent. Yeah.
Is it time?
You looked really deep in thought.
I was thinking about where we're going. Is it time? I think it's that time. I hear it coming.
Oh, can you hear it from far away? That you're doing the Thomas the Train.
I don't know.
All right, and roll it.
And now it's time for fan mail. And now it's time for fan mail.
Okay. Hey, we're back. We're in. I think.
Hey, don't leave without us.
Hey, guys. Let's not keep it too silent. All right, it is time for that time, and it's the fan mail time.
And it's the time we do some fan
mail.
Isn't
that kind of crazy?
What?
The people would send us fan mail.
Yeah, we have 4 today.
No way.
Things are looking
Who's
up,
the first
Alex.
One?
What?
Who's the first one?
I have 4.
All right, well, let's just get into it then.
Oh.
What?
So, this is what I have for the first one. Hold on, guys. We're going to clarify real quick. This one?
I can't read that. What's it say?
Okay. This one's from Jesse.
Oh, yeah. I see that. Okay.
Okay. Then there's 3 above that one. Anyway, I'll read Jesse's if you want.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. This one is from Jesse. He says, howdy ho, hey, hello. That's pretty fun.
It's a good rhyme.
I'm going to say that again. Howdy ho, hey, hello. Y'all are awesome. Thanks, Jesse. Thanks for your dedication to the pod. I haven't been listening for long, but my older sister listens, and I've been within earshot a couple of times.
No way.
She blares it.
Who's your older sister?
And let me tell you, it is life-changing. What?
No way.
Life-changing? I don't know how your life is changing, but I'm glad you like it. He says, really quick. Fairly on topic question. What is y'all's favorite letter of the alphabet and why?
All right.
Thanks for reaching out. Wait,
Jesse.
He said thanks for reaching out for us.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Jesse, for reaching out. He says
he wanted to make sure that we thanked him, I think. So
yes.
It's like,
yeah.
All right, just put that in there.
Then he says keep on pumping 3 gas pumps.
Keep on pumping.
Then he says show the pod and he
Wait, what is that? What is that picture?
Can you pull it up?
Yeah.
Look.
What? Jesse.
It's a picture of, I'm assuming, Jesse.
In a very nice orange hat. We're going to put that on the Patreon.
Is it orange hat?
Yellow.
It's very neon yellow, my friend.
I'm going to Photoshop that neon to be green. Orange. I'm Photoshopping.
Okay.
Jesse, I don't think I know who Jesse is.
Show the pod, like, post this. He's ice skating in this picture. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He's ice skating with a, like, a neon green fedora. Like the man with the yellow hat, if he was, like, I don't know.
Well, thank you, Jesse. Jesse? Thank you.
Thanks, Jesse.
I don't know who your older sister is. I don't know really who you are, but I am so
that
glad.
That is so cool. Thanks.
That you would think about this. And so he really hasn't been listening, but whenever he hears it in earshot, that's pretty cool.
That is so cool. We're going to keep on pumping. Thanks.
Yeah, hey. Did we mention that somewhere? Or
I don't know. I think that's brand new.
He says, give me gas for my four. Keep me pumping for the pod.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right. Anyway, on to our favorite letter of the alphabet.
Okay. Do you want me to go first?
Go ahead.
All right.
I don't know if I have one.
All right. So, people always ask me this question.
Really?
And they're always like, it's probably the letter A, right? You know, my name's Alex.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of like a first letter of the alphabet kind of guy.
Like, what does that say about you?
When people see me, they're like, okay, yeah, he's like.
Oh, that's a, hey, come here, come here. See that guy? He's a first letter of the alphabet.
He's one out of 26 right there. That's him. Right there.
He's more of a G.
No, they say that. But I'm not a fan of A. I just feel like A is so prideful. Like, A thinks he's so much better than everyone else. Because, you know what? He's part of the select group of vowels.
Uh-huh.
He's number one in the alphabet. He's always used in Wheel of Fortune. You know? You know, people, A is just really full of himself. And I'm not a fan of A. All right? You know what people say? This is number one.
That's why
I
changed my name to Balix.
They're like, that's A1. Or... You know, you want a good grade on a test? Get an A. So, okay. I mean, he just thinks he's number one.
Okay.
All right.
You put way too much thought into this.
I mean, I'm coming with this right now, so.
Okay, go ahead.
So, I'm just not, just number, number A, letter A, is not a good guy. You know, people think he's a good guy, but he's just not, all right?
Why are you profiling the letter A?
He's a bully. A bully. That's what he is. He has his own word.
Okay.
His own article, I guess you could call it.
Yeah.
He's like, don't even get me started on A. But people always think it's A. I am just a big fan of C. Give me C. He's right there. He's staying strong, staying steady. He's on the podium, of course. He's not a bad guy. But, I mean, top three isn't bad. And he's just humble. My dad's name starts with C. I love my dad.
Can I say it?
What's your... What?
Your dad's name.
Oh, yeah.
Carlos.
Wow, even with the accent, was very good.
Thanks.
So, I mean, C is just... I mean, you can do it with... You can make it with one hand. With one hand, you can make the letter C.
You have the weirdest qualifications and disqualifications.
And guess what? People are always like, oh, I got a C in the class. I got a C on this test. That's still passing. Hey, you're all good. Just try harder next time. But you're all good, bro.
Did a C ever stop anybody? No.
And guess what? You can put a boat on the sea. You can open your eyes and see. All right? There's so many good things about C.
Wow. You got more to say? Because that was a lot.
I could probably go on probably for another 5 minutes if you need me to.
And this is why you're good at speeching.
But, oh, also, one other thing.
Yeah.
I love the humility of C. That he is able to be just, he's so important in a word, but he's silent. Like when she said speech, he connects with H.
Yeah.
And he's so vital there. Because without him, it'd be speak.
Yeah.
I just love C.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad you love C.
I had the letter
much.
C on my wall in my room. That's how much I love C.
Okay.
I just love C.
Okay. Do you like seafood?
I love seafood.
Okay, I thought
seafood's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me some sushi. Sushi.
Okay. You want to know my favorite letter?
What is it?
It is genuinely C. I was going to say C before you did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Look at this. This is a C endorsing podcast. Tucked in C.
The tucked in C.
That's what we should have called it.
That's all. I mean, my favorite C. That's it.
Maybe we should have said
I don't really have other reasons. I don't feel like it. I need to think about it that hard. It's just the letter C is my favorite.
If I'm being honest, I didn't think too much hard about it.
All right. Good. Good. Thanks, Jesse. That was awesome. I will get back with... Well, by now, you've already received a return email, but I'll get back with you.
Yep. We'll see you later.
That's okay. So good. Hey, keep pumping. All right, read the next one.
Yeah, by Shelbs.
Yes.
I was actually... You know what's super crazy? Is that I was going to mention her on this podcast no matter what. Like, actually, I had
you
a
just
thought...
just got it in your brain?
I thought about her during the week. Because I was like,
right.
You know what? We haven't talked about her in a while. Okay, anyway. Shelbs, she says...
Oh, my goodness.
What did the boy monster do when the girl monster rolled her eyes at him? The answer is, he rolled them back.
That actually makes me laugh so hard.
Am I slow? I don't get it.
Because it's a monster. His eyes aren't in his head. He's rolling them at her. She's rolling her eyes at him. And so he's rolling them back.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why, but that actually made... That's so funny.
I don't know how you understood that.
That is actually really funny. I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That is funny. It catches you so off guard.
I was expecting something totally
It's still
else.
Catching him off guard.
Yeah, I'm...
He's still off guard.
Hey, I'm constantly off guard.
Oh, that was good. That was really good.
Consistently off guard. Perpetually off guard.
That's his life motto. Consistently off guard.
All right. She says, hey, Alex and Trent. Just wanted to say that I have listened to your first episode all the way to your 32nd episode. And I'm done. No.
I'm officially wiped out.
I'm retired.
This is it. This is where I draw the line.
No, she did not say that. But wow, that's crazy awesome.
Wow.
Thanks. I'm sure there's other people that have done the same. So thank y'all. She says, I always look forward to when the next episode comes out so I can listen. You guys are hilarious. Keep up the great work. I love that you have a website now. And that is awesome.
Wow.
Sincerely, Shelbs.
Wow. Thank you, Shelby.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic. Awesome. That's awesome. She said, I've listened from episode 1 to 32 and I've lost twice as many brain cells.
I wish I never started, but I can't stop now.
It's too late. I said I would.
Might be the case for some people. They're like, well, I've already listened to 32, so well, I might as well keep going.
What's another 32? Thank you, Shelby. All right, next I'm going to read the one from Nana.
Ooh,
I want to read this one.
Nice. I
feel like I have bias towards this one. Since it is my Nana and all.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Okay, she says, Trent and Alex, love the podcasts and the after show. I usually listen when I'm sewing. I don't know why sewing looked really weird for a second. Sewing. Helps pass the time, and I always get a good laughs for the day. I appreciate your humor and always enjoy the Bible devotions that you share. Thank you, Nana. Keep up the good work and keep tucked in. Love you, Trent and Alex. Love ya in the Lord.
Sorry.
Love you, Trent and Alex. Love you in the Lord.
Yes.
Nana.
And I love you.
Thanks, Nana.
In the Lord.
That is really special to me that I can have my Nana listen
to this.
That's
pretty cool.
And she likes it. That means we're doing something okay.
Hey. Your grandma can listen.
We have another thing about her later.
Your kids can listen.
Don't we? We should have probably ended with this one to roll into the next, but it's fine.
I'd say so, but who cares?
I didn't think about that.
Sometimes we're a little choppy over here.
We'll get back to that, but thank you, Nana.
Yeah, no.
We're a little choppy? Brother. We choppy.
I didn't know she was a gardener. That's awesome.
What?
She said she listens while she's sewing.
Oh. Yep, all day long.
Harvest season.
She's out in the berry field.
sewing away.
She's actually a very good seamstress.
Dude, while we were doing this, we got another email.
Whoa, live right now. At 12:48, and it is currently 12:56. Wait, what?
But we've been at least...
It just updated? Yeah, anyway, I guess so. That's crazy. Okay, read this next one, though.
Okay, this is going to come from Josiah.
Wow.
He says...
We got five.
This is awesome. That's 2 weeks in a row with five.
Do you think she planned this? Oh, or she's like, I want to do it while they're recording?
Maybe.
Anyway, go ahead and read Josiah's.
She says, I am so disappointed in you, Trent. Or not she. He. This is Josiah. Sorry. Josiah says, I'm so disappointed in you, Trent. How does that make you feel?
Read the next thing he says.
I cannot believe you pronounce crayon like
crayon. It says, I can't believe you pronounce crayon like crayon.
No, he says crayon.
There's
like
no
crayon.
Difference in that. Anyway, go ahead.
I can't imagine the horror of pronouncing crayon like crayon your whole childhood without anyone telling you that you're supposed to pronounce it like crayon instead of crayon.
Let me read this email. I'm so disappointed in you, Trent. I can't believe you pronounce crayon like crayon. I can't imagine the horror of pronouncing crayon like crayon your whole childhood with anyone telling you it's supposed to be pronounced crayon instead of crayon. It's all spelled the same.
Crayon like crayon.
What? How does he say it? I don't know how he says it because it spelled the whole thing the same.
It's crayon.
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 Crayon. I don't apologize for that. I can't. Crayon is crayon.
It's not.
I'm
crayon
sorry.
Is not crayon.
I know people have different opinions on it. I just can't. We sing the Crayon Box song on bus, and it gets brought up a lot. Every single week on Sunday, people bring it up. It's we're
I
singing
colored
the,
and I color to my crayons.
Crayons.
It's a two-syllable word.
Crayons.
So, okay.
Crowns. People say crowns, though.
That's wrong. We can agree that's wrong.
Yes. Do you think that's what he's trying to say? I want to know how he says it, because...
No, he says crayon. Trust me. Me and Josh, we just
okay.
Know.
Well, Josh, I'm sorry. I can't apologize for that.
But you acknowledge that it's a two-syllable word, is it not? Crayon. Look at the how it's spelled.
I don't know. I just say it crayon.
You're not saying it two syllables.
I'm sorry. That's I can't change
so,
now.
Okay, it's but you know you're wrong at least, right?
I don't think so. I don't think there's a right or wrong way unless you say crown. I think you say crayon or crayon.
But it's a two-syllable word, Trent. If it's a two-syllable word, you have to say it as a two-syllable word.
How do you know that's a two-syllable word? It's all about how you pronounce it.
Look at it. You cannot have that many letters and have it one syllable.
I bet you could.
Okay, I think there's some that you can.
Yeah. I think it's more just how you pronounce it. Crayon. Crayon. At this point in my life, I don't think I could change it, though.
I'm not saying you have to change it. I'm not saying that you have... Yeah, I'm not saying
I
you have to
change
it.
I don't know if either of them's wrong.
But I just need you to know you're wrong.
Well, we can talk about this another time.
I think we can talk about it now.
No. That's okay. I do want to know, though, if Josiah says crown or crayon. I think crayon. I'm imagining he's saying crayon because he didn't spell crown.
He's a competent human being.
But, you know, Josiah, I'm sorry, but I should respond lol. There's an automated response here that says LOL. I should just send it.
LOL.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I can't apologize for that. I say crayon. That's kind of just my Iowa thing, I guess. You were a Nebraska thing. You're a Nebraska thing and you were crayon. I don't know. I can't apologize. Crayon is what it is. It's a crayon. I'm sorry.
Crayon is crayon.
I'll keep saying
crayon
it.
Crayon is crayon.
I'm sorry. No matter who's disappointed, I'm going to keep saying crayon. As long as people don't say crown.
Don't say crown.
Let's put her there that crown is officially not.
See, we're agreeing on something.
But not
so menial.
Okay.
While you continue
anyway.
To be wrong.
Anyway, okay.
Whatever.
Thank you, Josiah. I mean, not thanks for being disappointed in me, but thanks for emailing us. I'm disappointed that you would be disappointed. I'm kidding.
Now he's going to email back and say, I'm disappointed that you're disappointed that I'm disappointed.
Oh, I don't want to have that. I don't want that happen.
It's going to be insane.
It's going to be crazy. You'll never stop every episode. No, thank you, Josiah. You are very consistent in your emails, so thank you. I really appreciate that.
He's number one.
Yep, and I've met him in real life. Let's look at the next one here from his sister, actually, Lily. On
who just sent
live,
it in.
On the air. Sent in. We have some live on the air fan mail that just appeared in our mailbox. Let's go ahead and open it up, Alex. And it looks like it's addressed to me. All right. She says, hey, boys.
Is that how she did the last one, too?
I don't know. Maybe that's her thing.
Maybe.
Oh, by the way, it's also about... she also adds something about the crayon. I just wanted, she says, hey boys, I just wanted to confirm that I do indeed clean houses. Plural. I think she really emphasized the plural there. Houses. Capital ES. I am a professional house cleaner.
Mm.
I had no idea. You're a professional house cleaner, and I regularly clean 4 houses a week. That's a lot of houses.
Really?
Like the whole house? I can barely keep my room clean.
How many square feet?
I also wanted to tell you that I loved the new website. Boom.
Ooh.
The bios were particularly particularly enlightening. Keep up the good work. See, she liked the bios.
She did.
She said, P.S., it's always crayon. So I bet Josiah says it crayon.
Yep.
Okay.
They know.
She says, it's always crayon.
Always.
You know how southern that sounds? Crayon.
Crayon.
Crayon. That sounds so bland, but that's just what I am. Crayon. Basic. Crayon. Crayon.
Crayon is not crayon.
It's like a cranberry. Crayon. 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 Crayon.
Yeah, I'd hate to eat a cranberry if you're pronouncing it crayon. Like... Oh, got violet.
Okay. Anyway, thank you. Thanks, Lily. That was on the air. So good job if you're planning that. Otherwise, if you weren't, it happened anyway.
So,
and I'm impressed that you clean 4 houses a week. That's
that,
a lot.
That is impressive.
A lot of houses. Are we talking 1-story, 2-story? They got a basement.
Mansions.
Oh, my goodness. You got a whole cleaning crew?
Wait a minute.
Or you work alone? All things we want to know.
Please, let us know. We want to know. You want just go into
extreme, go ahead and write your own bio.
Go ahead, write go into extreme depth on house cleaning, and we will read it. I would love to know. I would really. We'd enjoy that. So obviously, we get our fan mail electronically via email. That's what the E stands for.
Actually, Gmail.
Okay, it's called. I don't know if you guys do this or not, but the E in email stands for electronic.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that?
Uh-huh.
See, they're learning stuff. This is the episode of learning.
Okay. I thought it stood for eh.
Uh-uh.
I thought the E in email stood for email.
Uh-uh. So, yeah, usually electronically we get in our mail, but this week, Trent, we did not
get didn't.
All our email or all our fan mail electronically. In fact, we got some physically.
Physical fan mail.
P mail. Physical mail.
It took me way too long to connect why the P was involved.
So, who's it from? Who was it from?
Actually, this one was from Nana. Nana sent in some actual physical mail and some handcrafted custom merch.
Yeah, she made us our own shirts, our own merch.
The very first after show merch.
She made after show merch, which was is great.
Nana used her embroidery machine. She made both me and Alex a shirt that said, just being silly, or the tucked in tea after show, just being silly. Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we both got one.
Nice.
Pretty
long
incredible.
Sleeve,
yeah.
Comfortable.
Comfortable. Looks
and
great.
Just crafty.
I am, Nana, thank you. That is special. That is so special to us.
Seriously. It's something that, like, we'll go, that I'll still have after the podcast, and it's like, oh, wow. Like, I just started this, I talked to a mic, and someone spent time to make a t-shirt.
Stitch by stitch.
And mail it, P-mail it to me. That's awesome.
That's pretty crazy. Thank you, Nana.
Yeah,
that made our days.
Unreal.
That made our days.
Absolutely. It was a great Wednesday.
Yeah. It was fantastic. She even told me it was supposed to be on Thursday. And they came on Wednesday?
Oh, man.
Day early mail's the best.
Hey, congrats to the post office for getting that in faster.
Yeah, we should want to shout out them.
Hey, shout out.
P-mail office.
Yeah. Thank you.
That was fantastic.
That was one of my favorite fan mail sessions we've had in a while. No, last week was actually really good, too.
They've been real good recently.
Yeah.
Real good.
Y'all are killing it.
Thanks, guys.
You guys can have the podcast if you want.
Go ahead. Just take the whole podcast.
Oh, wow. Well, thank y'all. That was awesome. Goodness. Well, Trent. So we share these show notes sometimes, right?
Yeah.
That's what we kind of started doing. We can write stuff down.
Ambiguous.
You know, just want to be a little bit...
vague.
Yeah. So he puts down some prompts, and I'm really interested to know what you're talking about for your first one that you got there.
Oh. Unity ceremonies?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You want to know about it?
Yeah.
I was just thinking, in the office the other day, I work in the office, and there's two college students in there, plus myself. So three of us are engaged. And so we're all in the wedding planning stage. And they were talking about unity ceremonies in the wedding and like different ways to do it. You know, you've seen candles. They'll light the same candle. You've seen like the cords wrapped. You've seen the sand. And so I started thinking, like, what are some extra creative ways you could do that? And so I don't know. I was thinking maybe you just buy a Lego set, build the Lego set together up there. I feel like that's pretty unifying.
How long would that take?
It doesn't matter.
You have your first fight in front of everyone. Stop! No, that's clearly...
Did you already put the stickers on?
Don't they have like special names for each piece?
Yes.
Like, imagine you're like, yes. That's not where the wedge goes.
You put the 2x2 stud brick over there?
The wedges go over here, dude.
That's not even the captain's seat part. Yeah, that'd be pretty insane. That'd be crazy. Anyway, so I just put that on there. I was wondering if you had seen any irregular unity ceremonies.
I've actually never seen any.
Wait, what?
I've never seen.
Have you been wedded before?
So me personally, I've never been wed.
Have you ever been to a wedding?
I have been to many, many weddings.
Have you seen unity things?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Never ever.
Is that not a thing?
I guess not.
Do you know what I'm talking about then?
I think I've seen like something like that. Like I haven't seen it in person, but
so let me. I mean, I can run through it just in case maybe people listening aren't familiar either.
Yeah, maybe.
To most of the weddings, I've been to only Christian weddings, usually in churches and things, and they usually have a time where they will do something that's they'll take a little portion of the service and they'll do something to represent that they're becoming one. And so they call that the unity ceremony, the unity, whatever you want to call it. So a lot of times they'll have like two little candles lit and there's one big candle and they both light at the same time. Something to represent they're becoming one and they're being unified under, to the Lord, to everyone else, they're becoming one. And they'll do that. They'll wrap cords together, like braid cords, or they'll pour sand in like a jar and it'll be like, nope, you can't undo this now. You'd have to go granule by granule, and you can't do that. And so, what?
That's a great word, granule.
Granule, it's great.
My granule sent me P-mail.
No, that's grandma.
Oh.
That's Nana. Anyway, so I was just curious if you had seen any. Apparently not, but I was trying to think of different ways to do it. You know, maybe you're both sports fans, and you could just play catch for a little bit. Just throw a football. You both sign the football.
Hey, give me a high one. Give me a high
one. Oh, how about this? She's got a baseball glove, or she's got the baseball. You got the glove, and it's got super glue all over it. And she throws it. It's stuck.
Hopefully, she got a good aim.
Never to be removed.
Maybe.
Or maybe you got good hands.
Maybe. Maybe.
I like the Lego set.
You guys
idea.
Both like shoes. Tie your shoelaces together.
Yeah. Both put the same shoe on.
One big shoe. One giant XXL shirt.
Yeah. One thing that I think we probably will do is I think we want to get a big, nice family Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And no one steal this idea. But I'm kidding. You can do whatever. We actually got it from someone else. Just get a big, nice family Bible, and we'll both maybe like have our name, either like some sort of a press, or we'll just sign it or something. Some way to like, I guess... sign or like press our names into the Bible, and then we can use it as like the family Bible, and it's like, I don't know, it ties us into the Word of God. I don't know, we're gonna do something like that, because then we can use the Bible too for the future.
Yeah,
because we were talking like, what do we do with a jar of sand? What are we gonna do with that? What do we do with a candle?
You just put it on
the shelf forever and ever. Anyway, we're probably gonna do that, but anyway,
sounds interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know of any other ways to do.
And off the top of my head, I can't.
Anyway,
think of
we could sew something together.
Make some merch.
Anyway, I just put that on there because I was curious. But apparently, it's not something you're familiar with, so that's okay. But now you know.
That's why.
Now you know.
I was curious.
What would you like to do right now if you had to pick something? What would you do?
I would.
You could drive a car.
Get a haircut.
What?
And have her get a haircut, and then we mix our hair together.
Ew. Oh. I think you could still tell whose hair was
you.
Then
we put it on a doll,
Okay, that is disgusting. That is so gross. Please take that back. That has got to be the worst idea I've ever heard. That is both terrifying and just so bizarre. Man, that makes my granule shiver. That is gross. What?
Oh, that is great. I don't know. You said right now. I can't think of many things right now.
Apparently.
Sorry.
That's okay.
My bad.
Anyway, yep, that's what I meant by unity ceremony.
Very nice.
Probably not what you were thinking.
I didn't know what to think.
So well, now you do.
I'm learning.
Actually, I don't know if you do. I still don't know if you know what to think.
Oh, I know.
Okay. You know, do you want to talk about something you have on here? Or we got... Well, I guess we're closing up here.
I do have...
We're getting close.
Mine, Let's see. What are we looking at? Because
we're at 50.
Okay. Should we just do the...
The bottom one?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do the bottom one. That was
okay.
A fun one.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. So, last night, you know, we're kind of... It's a Friday night, so a lot of things normally happen. Like, either we're doing...
Okay.
Let me get there. I mean, I'm building the scene right now.
Vague.
Okay. Well, a lot of things happen. I was going to say on campus or off campus. Sometimes we're doing stuff.
Sorry, I interrupted.
Mm-hmm. You sure did. I think everyone can tell. Sure can. I sure can. So, like I said, sometimes things happen and we're just like, we're busy. But last night, we just weren't busy on a Friday night. And so Trent sends me the text, says, "You busy?" And obviously, I said no. And he said, "Do you want to go to Walmart?" And I was like, "Sure." And that's the story.
We had a good time.
So yeah, we just decided to go to Walmart. I mean, it was, I kind of needed some stuff. He needs some stuff. And might as well, hey, Walmart's a great place to go, right?
Yeah.
So we get in there and we're going to the toiletry sections.
Yeah.
Getting all the things that we need there.
I needed toothpaste.
I needed body wash.
I did too. And mouthwash. Man, we need a lot. We're running low.
And I've been out for weeks.
It's been a while.
But we were looking at all the, you know, there's so many special types of body wash nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back then, they just had a bar.
And
you
back just then, they had leaves.
You hope that maybe there's some fish oil in your water you got from the spring.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they just used water for a long time. I don't know what they used.
I have no idea. I don't even know where soap comes from.
I don't know either.
Wait, where does soap come from?
You just find it laying around. You just find Old Spice in the trees.
Old Spice comes from India, I think.
What?
Wait, I'm actually so curious. I don't need to be curious right now, I guess, but where in the world does soap come from?
Maybe we'll do that next week when we talk about the origin of something.
Please.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so anyway, we're looking at all these soaps. And we catch our eye on these soaps that have we talked about? Native, right?
We did. Remember way back when?
Way back when.
We did our healthy check thing.
Yeah. And Native is the most healthy the most healthy body wash that you can use, or shampoo.
Can't get
or
any better than
conditioner.
That.
But
maybe you can.
Maybe you can get real unhealthy. Because guess what? I almost want to say flavor, but it's not flavor.
Yeah, it was.
Guess what? Scent/flavor this conditioner was, people. Wrong. Probably.
Yeah, they gotta have been.
It was Boston Cream Pie.
Boston Cream Donut.
Yeah. Yeah, what?
By Dunkin' Donuts.
It was sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts.
A collab with a body wash.
What?
Anyway, tell them the story.
Yeah, and so we're like smelling them. And, like, it's just not a good smell.
Uh-uh.
Not good at
all. In your
all.
Mouth, but not...
Yeah, I'll eat a Boston Cream Donut now and then, but
I'm not going to smear it on me.
I don't want to... Yeah, I never had the desire. I wish my hair would smell like this.
Yeah.
They had some other ones, like a regular donut, like frosted, strawberry frosted.
A regular donut.
They had
donut.
A key lime one.
Yeah, they had a cobbler, a blueberry cobbler.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Vanilla. Vanilla was probably the best out of them.
Yeah.
Or strawberry. Yeah.
But anyway, this Boston Cream Pie was, or Boston Cream Donut was specifically the most
like putrid.
Putrid. That's perfect. And you sent a picture to your dad.
Yeah, because he loves Boston cream. Yeah. Or Bavarian cream, really, but yeah.
I mean, I think it's the same thing.
Is it the same? It's like crayon and crayon.
Crayon is not crayon. Donut's not donut.
Donut's not donut. Anyway, go ahead.
So, so I pick it up, and I just wanted to, like, show people in the store what this is, you know?
We don't get live reactions.
Yeah, I want to make sure I'm not the only one that
abomination.
This is nasty. So we're walking around the store, and I see the perfect suspect, or not victim. I don't know. What am I trying to say?
Yeah, victim works.
The perfect person to ask is an older man, older gentleman, and I see him walking. And he, you know, I love what older gentlemen are just in the store by themselves. They don't have earbuds in like the younger generation.
Right.
They're not distracted.
They're not listening to the tuck.
They're not on their phone just swiping. They're just there living. So I was like, I'm gonna go ask him what he thinks about this smell. So I go up to him. I'm like, hey, look at this. Look at what they're making nowadays. And he kind of looks up at me now. And I'm like, you see what they're making? Look, they've got a conditioner with a Boston cream scent to it. And he's like, oh, that's crazy. Wow. And then I was like, you want to smell it? He's like, I'll smell it. So I kind of opened it up and I let him smell it. He goes,
yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He's like, that, oh, man. And he looks at it. He's like, that's my native. There's nothing native about donuts. I was like, that's so right. Like, is it crazy that I'm like, I like the donuts and all, but I don't want to smell like it. And I'm telling him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's loving it. Old man humor kind of stuff. And then an old... older lady, not older. She's probably not. Let's take down maybe 20 years off of older.
Okay. Yeah.
And then here she comes, and she's curious into what we're talking about. And so I was like,
She wanted you to ask her. I saw her side eye.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's so going then on?
I noticed that, and I said, "You see what they're making? You see what they're making nowadays?" And like, look, it's a conditioner, and it's Boston cream. You want to smell it? And I start to open it. She goes, "Oh no." She goes, "I'm allergic to fragrances." So I do not want to.
Oh, you definitely don't want to smell this one.
Yeah. I was like, okay, then, yeah, absolutely. Don't worry about it. She goes, that's crazy, though. I was like, yeah. And so I gave her the whole thing. I don't want to smell like it, but I'll eat one, you know?
Oh.
And then she's like, oh, you know what? Yeah, let me smell you. Let me smell. So here she comes, and she starts to open it. She smells it. She's like, whoa.
Her face was very funny.
Yeah.
It was very funny.
She did. Obviously, that's a valid reaction. It was just not good.
Not good one bit. I don't know what Duncan's doing.
I don't know. She goes, oh, that is terrible. I was like, I don't know why you'd ever want to wear that. She goes, yeah, I don't know. Unless you want the wolves to chase after you.
Okay.
You know, when I think about wolves.
Straight Boston cream donuts from Duncan.
Those Boston wolves love it.
That's crazy. They go crazy.
So she says that, and she's like, yeah, unless you want the wolves to eat them or to chase you. And then she kind of turns around to the refrigerator section. The old man's kind of looking down at these hot dog buns. And then I go, after she says, unless you want the wolves chasing you, I say, or the obese. And then that was my biggest hit of the night.
That was the big remark. It flew over very well. She threw her head back.
She threw her head back laughing. The old man was enjoying it so much.
I think he almost jumped around.
If he could have. And, I mean, I never felt so good in a Walmart produce section.
You should have seen him glow.
Or not produce. It was the dairy section.
The dairy. It was hilarious.
It was so great.
They loved it.
They were laughing. And it was just like, it's so funny because it's just a little section of Walmart is now laughing, like, really,
yes.
Fairly loud.
Yes.
And so,
cracking up.
I'm like, all right, well, I'll see you guys, you know. It's classic. That's how you
I'll be here tomorrow.
I'll be here all week. And I start walking away, and she comes to follow us. And then I'm like, oh, look who's following us.
It was so fun. Oh, it was a good time. I'm glad you wanted to do that.
Yeah, it's always fun interacting with people like that.
Yeah,
random people, and because you never know what
it's
you're
just
get.
Good humor, just innocent good humor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Genuine humor.
No one, I mean, hey, it was kind of like a Tucked and Tea podcast.
It's kind of just a little bit, the Tucked and Tea donut.
Ew.
We anyway,
make shampoo.
It was gross.
Yeah, not
disgusting. Good stuff. But that was, I'm glad it was gross because it made the interaction so great.
Yeah.
From gross to great. That was our trip to Walmart.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. From what?
Nothing. Okay. From unliking to laughing. I couldn't think of an L to start the first word. From
to laughable.
Yeah. From
I don't know.
To laughing. Anyway, it was great. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Fantastic.
So hey, go out and maybe try talking to someone.
Yeah, releasing now in our online store, we're gonna release a tucked in tea shampoo.
It's only like made jeans. For conscious conversation stutters.
Smells so. Like an old belt.
Leather.
Smells like leather. That wouldn't be bad, but it wouldn't be great. Anyway, yeah, that was great. I thought we had to share that with you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Absolutely, well, loodly.
I guess it's about that time, huh?
It is that time, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We're already an hour.
Goodness.
We're cooking. Whoa.
With
we're hey, simmering. Cooking, we're cooking on the
Denver omelets.
We're on slow cook. Denver omelets. All right, do you want me to start today?
Yeah, if you want.
Okay, either way works. So, last night we had another Devo in the dormitory here, and it was really good. And I want to kind of mention the theme that was portrayed there, just because it was so impactful for me and so helpful. But the guy who gave it did a really well job, man. He did so well. And he was talking through Romans 12:1-2, where it talks about being not conformed to this world, but being transformed. Talking about being a living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable unto God. I'm pretty sure I could quote the whole thing. Let's see. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Boom.
Romans 12:1-2, KJV. And so he was going through those two verses. And I mean, you hear those verses a lot, I think. People like to use those verses. I mean, they're powerful verses. They're great verses. But he really focused. He walked through the whole thing. He walked through what it means to be a living sacrifice, what it means to beseech, how Paul was begging them. But then he talked a lot about renewing your mind. And he talked about the conforming part of it. Be not conformed. Don't adjoin yourself. Don't morph into where God saved you out of. And he really used that renewing of your mind to show us guys and to help us to understand that what you think is who you are. What you believe, what you think in your mind is really who you are. You could put on a front whatever you want. Mm-hmm. You can pretend to be whatever, but who you really are is what's on the inside. He mentioned Proverbs. What does that say? For so as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That wasn't the right wording, but something to do with to that effect. And so we talked about that, and he talked about how you know, how we are on the inside is going to eventually come out. And to be genuine, obviously, we have to be holy and be not conformed in our thinking and our mindset, because it's easy to do that because no one sees our thoughts. Mm-hmm. Nobody sees our thoughts. And so we can think we're okay. You know, it doesn't matter if I'm bitter. He used bitterness as an example. I'm bitter against this person in my mind, even though I act like I'm okay outwardly to them. Well, we're good friends outwardly, but inside I can't stand mm-hmm, them.
Yeah.
And that's going to lead down the road to just bigger problems. And that's not being holy and acceptable unto God. And so he's just really talking about how we got to be genuine and we got to have a fellowship with Christ on the inside. And that's going to work its way out. Because if we're living in sin in our mind, it's going to come out. That's just how it works. Eventually we can pretend and pretend and pretend, but eventually it's going to cause us a lot of issues. And it was just really good. It was just really neat, and he portrayed it so well, just to renew your mind and to be, I guess, obviously that's done through the word of God and through time with him, but it's just so important not to neglect our thoughts, not to neglect mm-hmm. our mind, because it's who we really are, and it's going to come out one day, because we can fake as much as we want, but God knows. We'll get to stand before him one day, and he's going to know exactly what we were thinking on the inside. He's going to know if we were faking it or what. Well, whatever we were trying to do. And so it was just really good encouragement for me. I know I sure needed it. And so it was a big blessing. And I just thought I'd share that. from what he said.
That is really good.
Yeah.
That kind of goes on to mine. And really what I've just been thinking about this week is just having a true devotion to obedience to God. And what I mean by that is by being devoted to obedience is that that's your priority. That is what encompasses your whole being, your who you are at the core. Like what you were saying in your mind, in your heart, in your desires, in your thoughts, that everything is loyal to the obedience to God, that everything in your life is being set up to the commands that God has for us, to the expectations that God would have of us to do. And so, like you said, that goes to our thoughts, that goes to our desires, that goes to our actions, what people see. And it's really... it's just so important to have a genuine devotion, like a true, actual loyalty to being obedient to God. And it's whatever he would have us to do, whatever it is that he commands. He commands us to go and tell people about Jesus, and tells us to tell people about the gospel. He commands that to us, so we should have a genuine devotion to it. Genuinely in our heart, in our mind, we should have that evangelistic mindset, because that's obedience to God. And having a relationship with him, whether that be with your Bible reading, your prayer, that's also obedient to God. And having that as your core, whether it be even something that's so simple and that we learned about from a kid, is being kind to people, you know, being kind. And you know, the classic things that we learn as a kid are, you know, are still applicable today. You know, we don't grow out of being kind. You don't grow out of not hitting your siblings.
you just don't.
And all that will happen when you really are devoted, when you really care about obeying God and what he expects from you. And it's not just the big things. Sometimes we're so big, like we have this big decision, we have this big financial issue, we have this big just whatever faith trial and all the things, but really it's in the little things that you obey in. And in reality, those little things are really the big things, because everything else will just fall right into the place. We've said that before, but when you're obeying God in little things, the big things just come right along, just like every other step of the process.
It's really good.
And everything else comes. But when you're truly devoted to the obeying God and to giving your life to whatever he would have for you, wherever it is, then it all just comes together because of your devotion, your genuine devotion to obeying him.
That's
and
really good.
Obeying his voice and his word that will show you what you ought to do, and the just the leading of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And so that's kind of been on my heart, just even as I'm going through life, as I'm here in school, you know, he's obeying me. He's telling me to be whatever it is, to have integrity. You know, that's what God wants us to be, truthful. So whether it be in school or at work or wherever I am, to have that. And that's just one step of obedience. And that should be all encompassing of my being, to be obedient to God. So for you, this week, think about it. Think about who you are at your core. I think really is kind of what it comes down to if we're going to put both of ours together. Who are at your core?
Yep.
It's going to come out. It's going to be seen by others.
Yes.
Even if it's just, even if you think you can hide it, if you think you're a good actor.
Right.
You could win an Oscar, but you're not going to fool the Lord. And someday it's going to come out. And you just want your very core, your very being, to be one that is devoted, submitted,
yes,
and wholly acceptable unto God.
Absolutely. It's really good. Very, very good. I was going to sum it up, but you did, and I can't do better than that. So, swell. Well done. Well, well done. It's good stuff.
Well, let's finish this off, huh, with a little origin of the day. From Narbis.
Yeah, so Narbis was looking into something this week, and he shared it with me. This one's interesting, okay? So he was telling me about the origin of gum, chewing gum. Mm. Okay, so how long do you think gum's been around?
I'm going to say 1922.
Very wrong.
1822.
Wrong. Nope.
1722.
Gum has been around for thousands of years. Apparently, according to research that I just did.
Didn't I believe not believe last week's either?
I don't remember. Probably not. But apparently, the Mayans and Aztecs used sap from trees and they chewed on it. And so did the ancient Greeks. And they actually chewed on it because it would, whatever this kind of tree that they would use, the sap they would chew on, it actually would like freshen their breath and clean their teeth and fight hunger. And so obviously that developed into a very sad form of gum we have today compared to that. But I mean, it's probably more tasty.
I thought sap was more like a syrupy kind of thing.
Apparently not the sap they had. The tree they had, what this is isn't strange. Maple syrup, but it's sap, which is pretty like amber. You know, it's a little like, it's a little chewy. Anyway, Native Americans did it. Spruce sap, apparently, in the colonies. They introduced the colonists to sap. So we should go find a spruce tree. We can try and chew on it.
Yeah, let's order some.
Let's order some spruce tree.
I think we oughta.
Can we order a spruce tree?
Can we get one to the office, please?
We should try that. We should try and get some spruce sap and try and chew on it. Just for fun.
All right.
Apparently, it's good for you. Kept the Native Americans alive. It can keep us alive.
You think you're better than Native Americans?
I think it's probably better properties in it than extra gum today.
Yeah.
Extra or Hubba Orbit Bubba. Or Hubba Bubba. Hubba Bubba was the first bubble gum brand. Actually,
Hubba Bubba was a bubble.
Yeah, but it wasn't called Bubble Hubba Bubba back then. It was like Blipple Bubble. Blipple Bubble, I think is what it was called. And that's when bubble gum became a thing. But that was a while ago. That was in 1928. Accidentally, he created bubble gum.
That's what I was thinking of when I said 1922. Yeah. That's why. See, okay, yeah. So you kind of messed me up there.
Anyway, sugar, bubble gum with sugar, or sorry, chewing gum with sugar was 1900. Okay, so before that, I mean, it was all pretty organic.
So it really wasn't.
So modern day chewing gum was pretty recent, I guess. But hey, we should go find a spruce tree.
Gnaw on it a little bit.
Do some gnawing. Anyway, that's all I got today.
We'll do that.
Sweet. So now you know. Now you know how gum came about.
Go find a spruce.
And chew it out.
We appreciate you guys for listening this week.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
As always, follow us on our Instagram.
Yeah, absolutely.
On the Patreon, $1 a month. We've been killing it with patrons, actually.
We've
recently
had several more supporters.
Thank the Lord for that. We've gotten like 4, maybe.
It's been pretty awesome.
So join the movement
of the tea talk. And
yeah, join the after show.
Yeah.
And,
I do want to say the discount we put on the Patreon is now expired. That was only through the 31st.
Yeah, that's true.
We can consider extending that, but
let's do one more week.
Maybe we could do another week.
All right.
We'll extend it the 10% off
to the end of
what you can find on the Patreon. I almost said it here. I can't say the code.
Don't.
Because that's only on the Patreon.
Only patrons get it. Yeah. Oh my goodness. It would expire today. So but, how about.
Yeah,
we'll expand it.
What? Anyway,
to the 17th.
If you have some extra money you want to spend on the merch, we would love for you to have just a little piece of what we're doing here. It's absolutely special to us. I hope it's special to you. We try to make it as affordable as we can. We're really not making buku bucks on this. We just really want to do it. We think it's a fun thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if go check it out. Read our bios we put on there just for fun. And read Alex's first. Actually, read his last because this is better. So you'll end on a good note.
I don't know why you're so obsessed with
anyway, check us out. TuckedInT.com, the Tucked In Tea podcast on Instagram, and our Patreon.
Email
which we'll
us.
Link down below. Email us at
the Tucked In Tea. Actually, sorry. Tucked In Tea podcast at gmail.com.
Perfect. Nailed it.
Yeah,
that's
please,
it.
Please,
yeah.
Please,
do those things. Tell people about it. We would love it, and we love you guys for listening. Absolutely.
You guys are great. We're growing.
We're getting there.
All right, guys. Have a good night, and stay tucked.
We're different.
We're different.
Stay different.
Stay tucked.
In. Bye.
Soup.
Wait, I'm not on GarageBand.
See ya.
Hold on. Wait.
we really appreciate it. And we love it when you subscribe to the Patreon. Keep listening every Monday. That's a fun day when you listen to the Tucked In Tea Podcast.